Ramadan is a time when we're supposed to look into ourselves, a time to contemplate, a time to reflect on. Unfortunately, it turns into a time of eating. It's something that's really associated with food, because you're abstaining from food, to the point where, to many people, they actually gain weight in Ramadan. I mean, this thing of overeating in Ramadan, is it something that Allah speaks about, that the Sharia speaks about, or the Prophet gives some guidance towards, or not overeating or overindulging?
Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in a verse of the Quran, eat and drink, but do not exceed. Because exceeding is part of the way of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So, eat and drink as you wish, but know your limits. The Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith, it is sufficient for a person to eat 3 or 4 bites. That would make his back straight. He's not hungry, so he walks straight and tall. And the Prophet goes on to say that if you want to eat inevitably, then third for your food, third for your liquids, and third for the air you breathe.
This in your body here.
Yes, so you make it in proportion. Into 3/3. Unfortunately, nowadays, people say, well, I'm going to save the last 2/3 of liquids and air. I'm just going to fill it up all with food. And you can see this clearly.
Yes.
You can see this manifested in Taraweeh prayer. People pray Maghrib, they go back to their homes, and you have a full table of everything.
Yes.
Of sweets, of soups, of sambusas, of main 3-4 main courses. And they fill it up to the rim with brim. And when they go to Taraweeh, they can barely walk, you know, like Humpty Dumpty. And when they stand in the row for prayer, their knees hurts, their back hurts. When the imam, you know, bows for a little bit, you know, more than 10 seconds, they feel like throwing up. So they pray 2 rakahs and then just go home and sleep. And when Fajr comes, it's the same thing, because they just had the meal of Suhoor.
Oh, yeah.
And Asr and Dhuhr, they're sleeping, because they've spent the whole night, they were awake the whole night. So all of this is un-Islamic. Have one meal and one type of food, that would be more than enough, because then you would go and pray and you can have your mind intact, understand what the imam says. But for the woman to sit for 6 hours in the kitchen, not praying, not reading the Quran, not doing anything useful for her day of judgment, just cooking like a slave.
Yeah, we have these questions where sisters say that for me Ramadan is more to do with what goes into the kitchen. I mean, it's not, it's a time of ibadah, worship, or reflection, but sisters there in the kitchen.
See, she's rewarded for what she's doing,
yes,
but not to that extent.
Yeah.
Yani for a woman to sit 6 hours in the kitchen cooking, and then at the end of it, you get complaints from the husband. Ah, the salt was too little. It's overcooked. It's not. My mother makes it better.
Hmm.
Now, this is unacceptable. Focus on what's enough to feed the hungry mouths, and that is it. Something decent, pleasant, but one course, not 6 or 7 of them.